Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, and good morning, everybody. Yes, we are back. This is Rita Sue with Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. And I have three questions for you real quick. Who will talk about the things young people really want to talk about? Rita Sue will. Who will answer their questions right here on the air? Rita Sue will. And who will remind everybody else that age is more than just a number? Well, Rita Sue will. What's going on, everybody? And welcome, welcome again to the Rita Sue Will Show, the Crimson Cafe, right here on KGCMRadio.com. And this is where we talk about the things young people want to talk about. We answer their questions right here on the air. And we even take time to honor and feature our young people every Saturday morning. And the last time we were on, we were on location at Zion Baptist Church during their Youth and Young Adult Summit. And when I tell you, it was dynamic. It was so awesome. Even the young people said that they were glad that they came, that they showed up. And so, you know, showing up early on a Saturday morning when your parents have to make you go and the things like that, it's not always. I don't expect much, especially when you're saying you're going to a youth and young adult summit at the church. But let me tell you, the ones who came, who were regretting it at first, they absolutely loved it in the long run, and they said they can't wait to come back. So I want to say, give a big shout out to the organizers of that youth and young adult summit at Zion Baptist Church, and that was Sister Veronica Nevels. She is the assistant youth director over there. The youth director, Ruby Fuque, some of the other workers, Kim James, Tracy Papula, Alvina Lewis, Evangelist Elois Williams, but especially. Tim Tabatayo and Cassidy Lawal. That young husband and wife team, when I tell you, they did the doggone thing. Wonderful, wonderful job, everybody. The Crimson Cafe, I had the honor of broadcasting live from Zion Baptist Church. You know, the Crimson Cafe, it was awesome, and I can't wait for the next one, which, by the way, will be October the 14th. At 9 o'clock a.m., so you guys come on out. Come on out. You will not regret it. Now, listen, before I go ahead of myself, I have got to kick things off right. You know how we do. Everybody bow your heads and close your eyes. Bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we go even another further, I got to say good morning to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton. Y'all call her Miss P. You know, she's always doing her thing out there in the Oak Cliff community. And by the way, I'm going to say it again. The Oak Cliff community is continuing their beautification efforts and their economic development. So if you would like to be a part of that, go ahead to Oak Cliff. Go to the heart of Oak Cliff, 3662 West Camp Wisdom Drive. That is in Dallas, of course. And that's where you find the Southwest Center Mall. When you go into the mall in the main entrance, then you will go to your right. Once you reach that center aisle, go to your right. Keep going down until you find Center Stage. After you pass Center Stage, look over to your left, and that is where you will find the community room. And that's where it all goes down, honey. Yes, it does. That's where it all goes down. And listen, for everybody, if you have a small biz kind of any kind, you want to be a part of these economic development and the beautification efforts, okay, for the Oak Cliff area, because there are dollars and cents that come along with that, okay? And they can tell you how to get involved with that if you just do what I said. Go to Oak Cliff, go to the South Western Mall, and ask for Miss P, and they can tell you how to get that done. Now, I don't know if she's there today, but you can go there anytime during the week, and you will find her there. Just ask anybody, where can I find Miss P? And I'll promise you they can point you in the right direction. She and Miss Jeanette, or Miss Cheryl. You can ask for any of those three ladies, and they can tell you how you can get involved, okay? I'm having a little bit of sinus issues this morning, so if you hear me sniffing or whatever, please forgive me. But I'm telling you, it's okay. I'm all right. You know, we have a little bit of weather changes going on down here in the Dallas area. Listen, today we are talking about assistance for our people, our friends, and our friends, our neighbors down there in Houston, in the Houston area, Houston, Texas, in the South Texas area. Okay, I know that for the most part, people were down there like a week ago, a week or two ago, to assist, helping to rescue people from the flooding waters. But listen up, the assistance is still needed. Okay, there are still a lot of people who have been displaced, who have lost everything, and there are still areas down there that are still heavily damaged, and they need a lot of assistance. You know, children are going back to schools. Some of the schools are open, but children need supplies right now. You know, they've lost everything. So we're talking about, you know, providing assistance to our friends, our neighbors down there, our brothers and sisters in the Houston area, in South Texas area, who were hit by Hurricane Harvey, okay? Now, we also want to be much in prayer, of course, for our friends and our brothers and sisters, our neighbors down there in Florida, where Hurricane Irma is expected to hit this weekend. Okay, so we want to be much in prayer for all of our people. Just be. I know some of you, there are some people who still don't believe in God, who still don't believe in prayer. But I'm saying this is a Christian show. So that means, of course, I believe. I still believe. I will always believe. And for people, let me just go ahead and throw this out there. For people who try to convince me to convince me through their logic that there is no God, that it's all a myth, you can stop trying now. I'm already convinced that there is. It's already been proven in my life. You probably should have caught me before God completely changed my life over, okay? Now I'm totally convinced. I'm totally sold out. So it's too late. You can save your breath. You can still go work on somebody who still has doubt, okay? Because with me, there is no doubt. So now for those of you who are still Christians like I am, who still believe in God, still believe in Jesus Christ, and still believe that prayer changes things, let me encourage you, and I want to encourage you all to still be much in prayer for our friends and our brothers and sisters, our neighbors in South Texas and in Florida. Sometimes, you know, we may not have the dollars and cents and the means to go out there to physically help them. Your prayers can reach much further than your arms can, okay? So I want you to know, don't feel bad if you can't go out and reach them physically. Don't feel like you're being inadequate. So what you can do, you can pray for them, and I'm telling you, prayer does help. It does work. So go ahead and send your prayers up. I know a lot of people are already praying for them, but we can also pray, okay? So let's go ahead and keep doing that. Hey, you guys, now listen, once again, if you're just waking up and tuning in, you have just entered into Anarita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMradio.com. And this is where we talk about the things young people want to talk about. And today, they're talking about going out to help. What else can you do to help our friends, our neighbors, our brothers, our sisters in Florida, as well as in South Texas, where Hurricane Harvey has already hit? And then, of course, Florida, where Hurricane Irma is expected to hit this weekend. They're already experiencing the high winds and rain out there in Florida. And of course, there would be hurricane-sized winds and waters and floods and waves and everything. And so, then also where in the Virgin Islands where the hurricane has already hit, we have friends out there. There are some friends, for those of you who don't know, I attend Zion Baptist Church in Rowlett, Texas. And we have some of our church members whose children are down there for college in the Virgin Islands. and they were scheduled to leave St. Thomas today. Airport is shut down, very, very heavily damaged, and we want to say a prayer for our the Goss family, okay? They have their young men down there, the boys, their sons. So we want to be in prayer for the Goss boys, G-O-S-S. Looking for somebody to pray for. The last name is G-O-S-S, Goss. And so be in prayer for those, for that family, because their children are down there in St. Thomas, and they can't get out because the airport shut down due to the heavy damage from the Hurricane Irma, okay, which is right now headed towards Florida and expected to hit Florida this weekend. So there's and the Virgin Islands, everybody, I know a lot of people in Texas and Dallas and in the U.S. period have a lot of family in the Virgin Islands. So we want to be in prayer for them, okay? And listen, if there's anything that you think you could do to help, you can always gather. You know, I know there are a lot of churches who are gathering supplies, school supplies, and medical supplies, even just clothes and shoes. Like, you know, when we talk about your daily supplies, like toothpaste, toothbrushes, diapers for the babies, pull-ups for the toddlers, and clothing for them, baby wipes, you know, soap and toothpaste. We can never have too much of those items out there. And listen, I'm not saying. And for those of you who want to donate to the Red Cross, you can do that. And to FEMA, you can do that because those organizations do provide a lot of help. You know, there are some people who are going down there personally, and that's admirable. That's very admirable of them if you can do that. But I just want to encourage you, just make sure that when you are going to these places, when you are making the decision to go to these places that have been heavily damaged, make sure that you have, you know, a way to get back. I would hate for someone to go to one of the places and then be stuck down there due to the heavy damage, okay? So be sure that you are checking out the conditions before you make that trip. I know they're DeMarcus Hicks with God's Chosen, he has been collecting clothing to send to those survivors of Hurricane Harvey down there in South Texas. He's been doing a great effort, and shout out to you, DeMarcus, for doing that. And I know that those are some efforts that can't be taken back, and people actually appreciate those things. Also, I know like our job, Gympact, those of you who work at Gympact, thank you for donating to, you know, to that cause down there. Just so many people have opted to assist with the hurricane and with the effects from the hurricane. And I want to encourage everybody to keep doing those things. There have been lots of relief concerts going on, benefit concerts. I believe there's another one coming up in October. As we get more details with that, I will let you know. And that's one that Miss P wanted to do, a benefit concert for those for the survivors of Hurricane Harvey. And then I know my son, DJ Chef Mike Dove, also as a benefit to help with the relief efforts for our survivors, our family, our neighbors down there in South Texas. So, you know, we just want to send a big shout-out to everybody who are helping. And I want to encourage everybody else, listen, as you go up among your daily life, about your daily life, just remember it's not all about you. You know, we do need to take time to help others as needed, because there will come a time when you would need assistance and you would want your friends, your neighbors, and brothers and sisters to help you as well, okay? So there's nothing wrong with that. I know everybody's very, very busy, going to work, going to school, taking care of your families and things like that, but we want to also make sure that we take just a little bit of time. We have 24 hours in each day, and I think it wouldn't hurt to take just a little bit of those 24 hours to help someone else, even if it's just taking a serious moment to stop and pray for them. I don't mean just praying while you're, you know, doing other things. I mean just a concentrated effort and a consecrated prayer for those who have been affected, and maybe ask guidance from the Lord of what you personally can do. If you can't go down there to South Texas, there are a lot of people who have been evacuated to the Dallas area. So if you live in the Dallas area, there are a lot of people who were evacuated to the mega shelter, which is, you know, of course, downtown Dallas, the Kay Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. So you can always ask what you can do to help. They, you know, they're always in need of volunteers. Reach out to the Red Cross and see what you can do to assist them. Reach out to FEMA to see what it is you can do maybe to assist them as well. So, yeah, there are a lot of, maybe the Salvation Army. Reach out to the Salvation Army to see what you can do to assist them. But, yeah, there are a lot of ways that we can do, a lot of ways that we can help, a lot of things we can do, and that we could combine our efforts with someone else's efforts and, you know, make it a bigger impact. So and I just wanted to encourage everybody to do that this morning on this show. I want to make sure that the show is just not about entertainment or not only about mending relationships between young people and their parents, but also, you know, congratulating them on some positive things and then, you know, providing assistance to others when necessary. We, you know, we are all in this together. So we want to make sure we show that, okay? Now, I just want to once again say, if you're just waking up and tuning in, you have just entered into Unreader's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. And also I want to say that my sister, who is the owner, by the way, of this radio station, she and her wonderful husband, Reverend Eric Jones, they are also providing assistance. From KGCMRadio.com. If you want to know how you can assist with that, you can just go to the website, KGCMRadio.com, and, you know, and you'll find a link to a way that you can help assist with, you know, with some of the relief efforts for from the effects of Hurricane Harvey. And then, of course, people are revving up to assist our neighbors in Florida. After, well, you know, we don't, you know, we really can't control the hurricane. We can, you know, the weather, that the meteorologists are doing the best they can with tracking Hurricane Irma. You know, we can't, you know, at one point it was trending east, and then, this morning it's trending west. But at any rate, we do know, we do expect it to hit landfall, to hit land. Sometime this weekend, and then, you know, we don't know the exact impact, but we do know it is a Hurricane 4 right now. Category 4 hurricane, which is a very powerful storm. And so by the time it hits Florida, I believe it will be a Hurricane 4, and then it is expected to hit Florida again as a hurricane, as a Category 1 hurricane. So, you know, we just want to be in prayer for them, and then we want to make sure that we are revving up and getting ready to assist them as well. There are a lot of churches that are doing a lot of things. I know, like I said before, there's a concert coming in October. I'll give you more details about that as we get them. But it's going to be, you know, this is an exciting time when we can help out someone. It's not a sad time, but it's an exciting time for those who can help. And listen, everybody, if God has been good to you, and I know he has, if you have the ability to listen to this radio station, this radio show, that means God has been really, really good to you. So what we could do is we could go ahead and, like I said, help somebody else who needs it. And right now, hey, those of you who are listening, we are just, if you're just waking up and tuning in, this is Rita Sue with the Crimson Cafe, and I am right now on location on my way to help someone else, to assist someone else who is helping with the relief efforts from the effects of Hurricane Harvey. So, listen, I tell you, when it comes to helping, we can't be God's people with helping. I don't care what people say about church people. We have our flaws, but we also have our strengths. And we know how to come together to help. We know how to not only help physically, but help spiritually. There are a lot of people who need some, you know, may need some spiritual assistance. You know, it's a mind-boggling thing to lose everything in one day. It can be mind-boggling. And sometimes it helps when you have someone to talk to, when you have some friends you can talk to and you can vent to. And I understand that because, you know, some people can lose a few things and it'd be mind-boggling and need to talk with someone. Can you imagine losing absolutely everything? All right? So we're going to talk to some friends about that in the next few weeks. I have some friends who want to, you know, they just want to take time to thank everybody for helping and they, you know, not necessarily dwell on. And it's amazing. I have friends and family in Houston who really don't want to dwell on what they've lost, but because they still have their life, they want to talk about, you know, how good God is for sparing their lives and how they are willing to help someone else. And to me, that is just amazing. That is just what Christianity and brotherhood and sisterhood is all about. That's what family is all about, and that is actually living the life of Christ when you can have all of this devastation happen to you, but yet you want to focus on helping someone else who could be worse off. And you know, we want to pray that no more lives are lost with Hurricane Irma and also Hurricane Jose and Hurricane Katia. So we just want to pray that there are no more lost lives due to these hurricanes. And that the people can recover quickly, and that the people who were not affected will soften their hearts, that God will soften their hearts to be of an assistance. And this is a time where, you know, right before the hurricanes hit, it was a time where everybody was so focused on the division, the great divide that's happening in America. And no, I'm not saying that I'm glad the hurricane hit, but what I am saying is I'm glad that we found a way to come together, put our differences aside, and help each other, because right now we really need each other. And I'm just so glad to see how people can really come together and put the differences aside. And so I would like for us to keep up that momentum, everybody, with helping each other. Now listen, we're going to take a break from the relief efforts talk real quick. And I just want to say, I posted a message, a comment on Facebook a couple of days ago, and I would want to know. So my question was, and you know, you have to be honest with yourself. You know, at the beginning of the year, we set so many goals for ourselves, or we set certain goals for ourselves, and I pray that we've got to the point to where we set realistic goals right now and not just the outlandish ones. But I asked the question, for the goals that we set for ourselves, be it, you know, we set financial goals, spiritual goals, physical goals, you know, weight goals, educational or professional goals for ourselves. So my question is, the financial goals that you have set for yourself, reached your financial goal, or I know it's not the end of the year yet, so let me ask, are you on track to reaching the financial goal that you have set for yourself? You know, whether it is saving or is 401k or whether it is maybe less wasteful spending or maybe it was getting out of debt. Or decreasing your debt, cutting up a credit card, paying your tithes, you know, whether it's any of those things. Have you reached your financial goal? Some people set a goal of, you know, doing their best to not live paycheck to paycheck, you know, but actually having some money over at the end of your paycheck by the time you get paid the next time and actually building up your funds. Some people have set that goal for themselves. So some people have set a goal to when it comes to credit scores. That's, you know, I consider that as well as financial goals. So have you reached your financial goal, or are you on track to reaching your financial goal that you have set for yourself at the beginning of this year, of 2017? And if so, and if not, if so, can you let us know how you have reached that goal? And if not, let us know what you plan to do to reach that goal for 2018. All right, so you can hit us up, call in once again to the Rita Sue Will Show, 773 8976291. I also have friends down there who live in Florida. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they went ahead and flew out of Florida. But I think they flew into Georgia. So our friends in Georgia, you guys be careful too, because I know some of you are close to the coastline. And if I'm not mistaken, some of, parts of Georgia have been evacuated as well. So please be careful out there, you guys. And for those of you who were not able to evacuate out of Florida and you had to hunker down, I just want to say please listen to all of the advice that you get and information you get from the first aid responders or from the first responders on how to best survive an anticipated catastrophe as the one that you're facing right now. You know, collecting water, boarding up your windows so that glass won't come in and cut you, making sure you have water and enough non-perishable food items to sustain yourself. You know, just please be careful. We're going to be praying for you, but I'm asking you as well to please be careful, okay, out there. We care about you. We love you, and we don't see anything. We don't want to see anything, any hurt, harm, or danger come to you, but we'll be much in prayer for you. Now, listen, those of you who are just waking up and tuning in, once again, you have just entered into Anarita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGZMradio.com. Please forgive me if I sound like I'm a little stuffy or I sound a little nasal right now. You know, the change of weather here in Texas, you know, has got me my allergies don't woke up a little bit, but that's all right. It's okay. We're going to make it through. So you may hear me take a quick second break to you know, sniff up a little bit, but it's, you know, it's all right. It's all right. I'm going to be all right. And I want to thank you all for, you know, once again, for those of you who came out to the Youth and Young Adult Summit, for those of you there, we had a couple of events that went on live. We had my first live show that I did at the Situation Room. I want to thank Ms. Carolyn for allowing me to do that there. It was a blast. We had a great time. Also, I want to thank those of you who came out to my 50th birthday celebration back in July. We had a wonderful time there, too. I just want to thank everybody for coming out, for your continued support. Yes, we are still doing all of the projects that I stated we were doing back then, with the movie, the TV show, the talk show, the game show, everything. We're still going, moving along with those things, the stage plays. We are moving right along. We have not stopped. We have not slowed down. But we are still moving forward with those things. So I know my friend Charlotte Janie, I know she's been looking forward to that. Charlotte, I didn't forget you, baby. You will be a part of this. I will be calling you for an audition, okay? So stay close to your phone, honey. Stay close to your phone. I did not forget about you. And once again, now everybody else, for those of you who are just listening, you know, we're talking about helping, how the help is not stopped. The assistance is still needed for those who survived Hurricane Harvey. And, of course, we are revving up to assist those who are, will be affected by Hurricane Irma, as she is expected to make landfall sometime this weekend. We have lots of friends out there in Florida, and we just want to say, you know, to everybody, be careful out there. We're still praying for you, and God bless you.